Last week we'll speak about who? Who can remember? Shepherds. Yeah, I hear it over there. Yes. So we are still in the season of Christmas, and my task is to present the wise men. And we hear about the shepherds because they were, I understand one of the things Phil said, they were one of the lowest. And here we see the wise men. They were not the lowest, but they were there with kings. You know, some of us make resolution. We hear this morning. And if you can look back from last year, your resolution, what you made, did you accomplish it, or did it go through the window within the first week or a couple of days? I never make resolution because, you know, it's so hard to stick to. One thing I do know, and one thing I do is every morning at maybe 5:10, you got up, get up like 4:45. So I read my Bible. So that's one of the things you can make a resolution to do this year, if you don't already. I mean, it don't have to be that time, 5 o'clock, you know, but some of us go to work early. So I generally do it before I go to work, and that's a good thing. The struggles you come through in the daytime, and, you know, things that people say or do, you can just look back on that verse you read, and God will help you to overcome all these things. Okay, so today we're going to look at the wise men, and we're going to read from Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2, and reading from verse 1. And I'm going to be reading and stopping at the verses. So to just explain some of the things that I've been seeing in these wise men as they came along, or they were used in the visitation of the Lord Jesus Christ. So verse 1, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. We just stop there for a minute. Now, here was these wise men. They were wise because God gave them the knowledge. God gave them the vision. Or were they born wise? You can mull this over in your mind. But one of the things that I see, when they came to Jesus was, this was after maybe over a year after Jesus was born. So the first visit they got from the shepherds, and now here is the second visit from the wise men. And so when the shepherds went, they found Jesus in the manger. Here, when the wise men went, they found Jesus in a house. I want you to remember that. And it's right here. You can look at verse 11 further down. We'll come to that further down as we go. But this was after Jesus was born. I would say, some say over maybe close to 2 years, but it's over a year. And here was these wise men came to look for him. How many wise men were there? We do not know. Where did they live in the east? It didn't say. How long was their journey? And how long it lasted? We don't know. Some of the names for these wise men, other places that use it, they call them the Magi. And some call them scientists, but we will go with this today, the wise men. That's what is printed right here, the wise men. And the wise men, you know, they weren't in house. they centered their thoughts or their knowledge around the elements of nature. They were out there somewhere that night when the star appeared. And they saw the star. And they know something was not right. There is a couple of quotes in the Bible that I look up, and it said, "The star appear in the night." Were they aware of Jesus' birth, whom they had come to worship? Or did they know of the prophet Balaam? A star would come out of Jacob. And if you go to Numbers 24:17, you'll read that. Or Daniel's prophecy. Within the 70 years, the Messiah will come. And that is found in Daniel's 9, 24 and 25. These are predictions from the prophets in the Old Testament. But was this God giving them the knowledge or telling them of these dear ones as they traveled? God showed them where this new baby should be born? I think God gave them the knowledge. You might disagree with me, but that's what I think. Let's read on a little. Verse 3 said, "When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet.'" And right here they quote Micah 5 and verse 2, and it said, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you shall come a ruler who shall shepherd my people, Israel." We just stop there. Here was one who was slated to be born king of the Jews. And here was these wise men traveling far from the east, coming to Jerusalem to find out where this king should be born. Why did they come to Jerusalem? Because Jerusalem was where the Jews worship, sacrifice, give praises. Yes. So they figured they would come to Jerusalem. But here the king, Herod, didn't know nothing about that. And not only that, he was troubled. He was not only troubled, not himself, but all of Jerusalem was troubled. Here was a king coming maybe to overtake this King Herod. And they didn't know nothing about it. So, let's read on. And verse 7, it said, "Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared." And so here we see Herod call a secret meeting. You know, he didn't want everybody to know. And he tried to find out when the star appeared. Yes, they were out there somewhere. In the night, the star appeared. God told them something. Because later on in the chapter, we'll see that God again appeared to them and said, "Do not go the way you came from, but go back, find another road to go." And I think God showed them that way. Verse 8 said, "And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me back word to me that I may come and worship him also.'" So, dear Herod, send them on their way. The right way. You see, God used anybody to get his job done. If you're a sinner, God can use you. And here was one who was against the Savior of the world, and yet still God used him. He sent him directly to where the young child should be born. And so, if you're here this morning, this is the first time, or the first day of the year, the first day of the week, the first day of the month. I said that this morning already. And if you haven't made that decision to follow God, you can do today. And that way you can start off right. Now, if you have done that, and as a believer, we have this opportunity this morning to follow the Lord, to say, Lord, help me this year to really follow after you. Okay, as they have this meeting, this secret meeting with Pharaoh, and Pharaoh sent them on their way. And here it is in verse 9, when they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them. We just stopped there, went before them. I want you to realize that the star they saw in the east, it appeared, and then it looked like it disappeared. Here again, the Lord is leading them, I would think. And here again, when they leave Pharaoh to go to Bethlehem, the star appears. There is more scholar in here than I am, or more learned scholar. You can tell me if I'm wrong. But that's my thinking. They did not follow the star continually. The star appeared, and then it disappeared. And when he went to Herod, God used Herod to tell him to go to Bethlehem. And then God bring back that star. Because if we continue to read here, in verse 9, when the star went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. So it stopped right over the house where the young child was. When they saw the star, verse 10, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Exceedingly great joy. You know, here was these dear ones. They left on a mission far away. And they had one aim in view. Well, they saw the star, so maybe two. Their main aim was to find this one and to what? Worship him. Worship him. But here, when they saw the star stood still, they realized, yes, I found it. I found him. I found a place where this young child is. Because the star stopped. Remember? It appeared and then it stood still over the house. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother and fell down and worship him. Fell down and worship him. That was what they wanted to do, dear ones. We this morning have the opportunity to worship God. And we did that early on this morning. These dear ones, they weren't Israelis, so they were Gentiles. And they traveled afar to find this dear one. And if you read in a Simeon prophecy in what's Luke 2 there in 32 or something there, you will see that the Jews will come to enlighten. God come to enlighten the Jews, the Gentiles. And this is what we are here for this morning. This one can use anyone to do his work. This was a part of the revelation of the babe of Bethlehem. Wise men, were they saved? We don't know. Were they believers? What would you think? They were interested. So I think somewhere there was something in their heart. And so God used them to show forth where this young child was. Here they are, they came to the house, the star stopped, and they came in, they saw this blessed one, and they fall on their face and worship him. Yes, dear one, and when they did that, they not only worship him. Verse 11 continues, he said, when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother and they fell down and worshiped him. Yes, that's their main purpose, worship. But that wasn't all, was it? That wasn't all. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Yes, the main portion of it this morning is what they did. It's not what they did. They came with a purpose. They came looking, they find the child, they worship him. And when we see the gifts that they bring, gold, it symbolizes deity and glory. It speaks of the shining perfection of his divine person. This dear one who was supposed to be born, he came in the world as the savior of the world. He knew no sin, he had no sin. And so they gave him the best gift. Frankincense and ointment or perfume, it speak of the fragrance of his life, a life of sinless perfection. Yes, he didn't do no sin, he committed no sin, and he was sinless. And so frankincense, you know, the ladies wear these perfume, you can smell it a way down. Yes, they pass you and you say, oh, that perfume is so strong. So that's the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then myrrh, a bitter herb. Yes, a bitter herb. It presents the suffering he would endure in bearing the sins of the world. Yes, dear ones, he came as a babe, he grew up as a man, and he came to save sinners, including me. And this morning, he's still doing that. He's still doing that. What did the wise men get out of this? We got to look at a couple of things that the wise men did or did not do. First of all, they saw the star and they were willing to find out what this star meant or what was happening. Not only that, they went looking. They went after the star. And when they went after the star, they found a baby with his mother. That's what they went out to do. Not only that, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy, because when they left, that was their home, and they went and found the baby. And their main home in view was to worship this dear one. And when they found him, they fell down and worshiped him. And after they worshiped him, they presented gifts to him: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What can we give Jesus this morning? We can continue to give him our worship and our praise, because he deserves it. Yes, who would die for us? There was no one who was willing or no one who was able to do that, because we were all sinful. We were born in sin. We had no hope. If you read Ephesians, we weren't a Jew, so we were cut off from the covenant of promise. But this dear God made it so he can bring the two, both Jews and Gentiles, together. And so this morning we have this privilege again, that we can offer him our hearts and our sacrifice, our praise, Everything that he gives us, we can give it back to him. The wise men had a plan. The wise men have a purpose. They wanted to see and to find this dear child. And they went out and they did that. This morning it's up to us to continue this great legacy that is given to us. Go and tell the story. Go and prophesy. Go and do my work. And I, Jesus Christ, will be with you forever. We'll read on a couple more verses. Yes, verse 12. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Yes. So here we see, remember I said that the angel appeared to them in a dream and said, don't go that way where you came from, because you'll be going back in the way you came. And Herod will be waiting for you too. Yeah? Herod said, bring me word that I too might go and worship him. But Herod didn't mean that, did he? No. If you read, when you go home, you can read verse 13, 14, 16, and you will see. Because when they didn't come back, Herod destroyed all the babies from here 1 to 2. So God knew what was going to happen. So he told the wise men, go a different way. And they did that. We are thankful this morning that God has allowed us to see a new year, a new beginning, 2012. And as he allow us to do that, we can continue to serve him, to worship him, to praise him for what he has done for us, what he is doing for us, and what he is yet to do for us. The last line of the song we sang, it said, we didn't sing it, but it said, and when my task on earth is done, when by the grace the victory won, even death's cold wave I will not flee, since God to Jordan lead me. He leadeth me. And that is the one we shall give our trust, our praise, and our adoration to. Yes, the wise men, they weren't as the shepherd. They were above the shepherd because they were wise. And another thing that I didn't say, they were sometimes picked by kings to be their counselors. So these were men with education. Maybe not as like me, I have no much education. But God is always there to take us through whatever we are going through, whatever he wants us to take us through. He used Herod to tell the wise men where these young ones, where this young one should be. And they went and found it. So as we continue this new year, let us go forth in the will of the Lord and in the power of his might, continue to serve him, and not only serve him, but to do what he commands us to do. Let us pray. Father and God, we just thank you again for this privilege we have to come in your presence and to read your word. Father, we just want to thank you that you use ordinary people to do your work. And we think of these wise men as their lives were touched as they seek to find the young child, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that they did find him. And by finding him, they presented the best gifts to him: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Help us this year, Father, as we continue to serve thee, that we might give you your best, give you our best, day by day. And in turn, Father, you might continue to bless us. We praise you and we give you thanks for all of your blessings that you bless us with, our Father. We thank you in Jesus' name.